don't they?
Said the insect.
There's a wood down there, for example, where things have no names.
Alice looked round and saw a dark wood on the other side of an open field. When she looked back, the insect had flown away. She got up and began to walk across the field. This must be the way to the eighth square, she thought, but I hope I don't lose my name in this wood. She soon reached the wood and was pleased to get out of the hot sun and into the shadows under the trees. How nice and cool it is in here under the what? She said, surprised that she could not think of the word. She put her hand on a tree. What does it call itself? I do believe it's got no name. She stood for a moment, thinking. And now, who am I? I will remember, if I can. She tried and tried, but she just could not remember her name. It began with an L, she thought, but she wasn't really sure. So she hurried on through the wood, hoping to get to the other side quickly, and after a while she came out into another open field. She stopped and thought hard. Why, it's Alice, of course, she said. My name's Alice. I won't forget it again. And now, which way should I go? It was not a difficult question to answer. There was only one road and a large signpost which said, To Tweedledum's house, to the house of Tweedledee. I'll just call in and say hello, Alice said, and ask them the way to the eighth square. I would like to get there before it gets dark. So she walked on, talking to herself as she went. After a long time, the road came into another wood, and suddenly turned a corner, and there, in front of her, Alice saw two fat little men standing under a tree.